With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. We have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Alrighty. Well, we're gonna start like this.
Okay.
Nice and cold. And
sure.
Uncomfortable.
And uncomfortable and silent and yep. Stale.
I don't like it, but welcome. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
That was the weirdest laugh I ever did.
Oh my God. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa. And with me, as usual, is Stephanie.
Speak.
Is Stephanie.
Speak.
I'm so tired.
And this is going to be wonderful. And Christy.
Hello. I have my cues.
We are starting off on a good note, guys. Welcome. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, guys. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute. I have been slacking on posting podcast episodes, and for that, I apologize. But we also haven't been able to meet because Girl Scouts is getting in the way of everything.
I mean, I don't know why you signed up for Girl Scouts on Fridays.
I didn't choose. Like, I chose the troop, and then I found, after I chose a troop and registered for the troop and found out that my daughter's, like, little BFF was also in the troop, and then they're like, oh, we meet every Friday, and I'm like, fuck you people. And it's because I was like, okay, it'll be fine because we meet for an hour.
You didn't marry the troop, right?
What?
You know you didn't marry the troop.
I'm kind of stuck now because all the cookie money.
Well, yes, now, but earlier.
But like all the cookie money that we raised now stays with the troop. So until I spend it, I can't leave. So I'm stuck with them. But yeah, they meet every other Friday. And I was like, okay, well, the meetings are like an hour. No. They're 2 hours. And it's like at least 20 minutes away from my house. So it's been difficult to record. And it is mostly my fault. And for that, I apologize.
It's not your fault. Get out of here.
I'm glad that, you know, you're stepping up.
Well, I know.
Take the responsibility.
Like, I know what happened. It's not like a shock. Like, I don't understand.
However, I have conveniently scheduled my work events on the same night as your
See,
Girl
it works
Scouts.
Out.
Yes, so, but they were second.
They were second. That did happen after.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, if this is going to happen anyway,
and then this
I
month,
might as well.
This March, like for the month of March, our schedule's all kinds of fucked up. Because
well, you told me. In
they
my
told
defense.
Me. Yeah. No. Like, they screwed me over too because they said, no, it's every other Friday. And then for the month of February, they're like, no, it's every Friday. And then in March, we have like zero meetings. So I don't know what the hell is going on with these people.
Is it a Hispanic troop?
It is a Hispanic troop. No, but like, okay, so in March, we have our family camp out coming up. So we happen to have a meeting on the same Friday that we are supposed to be camping. So that meeting is canceled. So we don't have like an official meeting for that day, but we're camping. So I'm not going to be here that Friday.
Wait, Neri's going camping?
Yeah, Neri's going camping.
I don't understand why people camp.
I don't understand people camp either. We had a whole conversation about this.
I'm doing it for the badge, guys.
Like that.
I do like that. It's fine.
We had a whole conversation about this and how, like, there's, it's like an even divide that there are half of us that are like, nope. Like, we'll be at a hotel, and then there are the other half of you freaks of nature, that will be like, oh, yes, let's sleep under the stars, and let's go kayaking, and let's get sweaty. Pasad trabajo.
Well, it's not bad when it's cool outside.
We live when in is Florida. It ever cool here?
It was cool like a month ago for like
David
a day.
Went camping 2 weeks ago. It was hot as fuck 2 weeks ago.
But like 2 weeks before today. That, it was cool. You know, it's been hot. Like, this is, it's not... It's not normally this hot. Oh, before we get into like the weather, today we are drinking a Murphy Good. How do you pronounce good with an E on the
good.
End?
Goody.
No, goody is IE, honey.
No, but like no. Old timey goody.
No.
No, but like tell people. Like if you tell like, somebody old timey, it's okay, good.
But like isn't but Johnny B. Good?
Good. Johnny B. Good is that good.
E on it's the end, good. Right?
No, but just like, yeah, no, there's no sound to it. But like if you tell somebody it's like the old timey good E, they'll get it.
G-O-O-D.
I'm not saying it's pronounced goody. Chica, listen to me.
You were there for it. You should know better.
Exactly. So I'm saying that when you tell somebody, oh, it's like old timey good E, and they'll go, oh, okay,
like shop, like shoppy. So to shop,
like if you say the shoppy,
pronounce shoppy.
Oh my
but
god!
Like when you see it,
I'm literally 2 seconds from calling you something very rude.
You should do it
I'm
anyway.
Really tired.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, you can't like if you tell somebody shop. It's like, oh, okay.
S-H-O-P-P-E, shop.
Yeah, but if you tell them, like, the old-timey shoppy, they're like, oh, okay, it's
got
shop.
It.
Like soda shop.
Yeah.
But it's okay, not so really pronounced shop.
This is Murphy Good E, so the old-timey good.
But it's
good. Or, like, somebody's last name, right, G-O-O-D-E. And it is a Cabernet Sauvignon. All right?
Cabernet Sauvignon?
Yeah, Murphy Good, 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon. I bought it because I had a coupon.
Nah, it works, man.
Got $3 off.
It was a twist off. Kind of amazing.
It was $13 or $14, and I had a $3 coupon.
And that means that you can take it anywhere with you and do not have to have extra supplies.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So far, so good. And we just opened it, so I didn't have time to breathe yet. And speaking of breathing, we are drinking out of our fun new little wine glasses that we got. From
what does that have to do with breathing?
Because the wine is breathing, and we're drinking wine out of these glasses.
Let her have her segue.
I don't know. I'm tired too, bitch. Why? Tired. Stop. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say.
I'm sorry. I've been up since 5:30 a.m.
Ew. So,
I tried to go back to sleep, and it didn't work.
Sorry, BFF.
It's all right. It's not your fault.
So, we were very pleased to be invited to go to two events, to the South Beach Wine and Food Festival recently. It's happened last week.
Yeah.
And we went on Thursday to the Italian Bites with Giada De Laurentiis.
Which she's super sweet and super tiny.
Oh my God, she's so sweet. Like
so tiny.
I was expecting, you know, like, as I've been, not to like drop names, but like I've been around Neri long enough that I've been to shows with him that have, there have been like big name comedians there, and I see them like in between guests, like they're not like in the meet and greets, like they're not smiling in between talking to people, like they look kind of cranky. And granted, comedians and chefs, different professions, but she was smiling the entire time, even when nobody was in front of her. Like she just seemed happy to be there, and it could be like, you know, a front or whatever, but I didn't get that feeling from her. She was like, she seemed like she was excited to talk to us.
Yeah, she was she was in a really good mood, it seems. And she had like a nonstop line.
Oh my God, we waited for what, at least an hour.
Yeah, and then they like gave her like a break, and then she had to go like on stage, and she came back perfect. But like since we saw that she appeared, there was just a constant line of people, line of people. And she was, like, talking, trying to, like, she made an effort to have a conversation with everybody.
Yeah, she was nice. Like, she spoke with everyone. She was like, oh my God. Like, even if she didn't really have anything, like, I feel like she didn't really have anything to say to us. Like, we didn't, because also we didn't volunteer anything. Like, I was watching people and people were like, oh my God, because blah, blah, blah. And like, they were telling her stuff first.
I mean, I'm also not, I'll be very honest, like, I'm not like a giant Food Network. Like, I know who she is, but I'm not like, there are, I feel like the people that were, and maybe not, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but I feel like the people that were saying that to her were like Food Network junkies, you know what right. I mean, that like watch her show every day and like whatever. Like, I don't think any of us do that, so
no, I don't think we're big Food Network watchers, but I have seen some of her shows and I do like her. I think she's really cute.
I'm more of an HGTV person.
Yeah,
get me around the Property Brothers and
no, I was a huge
Food I actually Network made person, a couple like of her huge. Recipes once and they came out really good. I made fried tortellini.
That sounds good.
And I made like the dipping sauce for them. And they, I didn't know you could fry tortellini, and it was really good.
Yeah, see, so. I'm like, I was a huge Food Network person, like huge.
Oh, no, fried ravioli.
Sorry. It was on my TV like all the time. I've had they have it at Olive Garden.
They do.
We were just there.
Yeah, we were.
But that was eternal.
Yeah, I like I really do like Giada, and it, you can't go wrong with Italian food.
Yeah. Everything we had that night was fire. Like, everything was so good we had that night. Like,
I texted Jeff and I told him, he's like, how was the food? And I was like, oh, it was really good, this and that. And I go, and there was a mushroom risotto I would leave you for.
Yeah.
Yep. I think we all agreed.
Truffle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have a boomerang.
Whoa, you went vine.
I know, I did. We have a boomerang of the guy, like, shaving the truffles. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen truffles in person before.
I think I have, but it's been at, like, a fancy restaurant where they, like, I've actually been to Prime Italian. It at Prime Italian, they'll do
have
that.
You seen a fresh truffle?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't know what they look like, and honestly they look like turds.
Well, I've seen I know what they look like because I did watch the food, like I do watch the Food Network, right. So I've seen them do it, but you know, it was, and now of all the things we tried that day, I think honestly that my two favorite was the mushroom risotto, mm-hmm. and actually Giada's bruschetta.
Yeah, her bruschetta was really good.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
It was so, like, there was a lot
and I like that it was like on a cracker more than like a piece of bread. Like, it was a lighter option, more like an appetizer option.
Yeah, it was really good. And the food was great. The drinks were flowing. Like,
the music was fantastic. Like, the music was so good. We were dancing while we were waiting in line for Gia. Definitely a lot of white people.
Yeah.
Because we were the only people dancing. It was like, I was looking around while we were dancing. Like, there was us and then a bunch of white people and then like another small group of friends that were dancing, and like that was it. Like, I did not see anybody else dancing. It was just Hispanic girls.
But it was a very nice crowd.
Like, it was, you know, it wasn't like super, I mean, it was crowded, but it wasn't like overcrowded. It wasn't uncomfortable. I mean,
the lines weren't bad at all to get food.
Yeah, but I feel like they do that, like, it's crowd control. Like, they do that, right. They only sell a certain amount of tickets.
And that's smart because you can't let's be real. These tickets were like, what, $225 or $250?
I don't remember. But,
per ticket. Not like per group, per ticket. Mm-hmm. And if I'm spending $250 per ticket and I have to wait half an hour to taste each booth, like, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, like I said, we applied as the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we were invited to visit and have fun. So we did not spend that money. But it was great. It was really fun.
But if somebody that has the money to spend and that wants to go to the Sobe Wine and Food Festival next year and thinks, oh, these prices are, you know, they're high. Like, if you have the money to spend it, because honestly,
I mean, I feel like if
there's also cheaper
we got
events.
Enough. No, but we got
there is, but I feel like, I mean, with they don't limit your alcohol.
No,
and,
they don't. It's all you can eat,
and they don't limit your food. So I mean,
it's all
I don't
you can eat until they run out.
I don't know that it's worth $250, but it's definitely worth at least $100. I mean, yeah.
But I feel like you're paying $250
for an experience
for the crowd control,
right?
Like, that is huge.
That is
because
huge.
In a city like Miami, spending $100 per person for an event, I don't feel like that's that all that crazy expensive.
No, that's a Brutha Zoo ticket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and for $100, like, a lot more people can afford to do that. Mm-hmm. $250 is all, like, it's for us, for our income bracket. I'm going to say income bracket. For our income bracket, yeah, $250 is a lot. Because for two people to go, that's $500 exactly. For $500, one night.
Right.
So that does make a bigger dent in your wallet. But there's going to be less people there. We never had a problem finding a table put our food down because again, you're walking around.
Yeah, and it's mostly like cocktail tables and like very casual seating.
But we had, there was enough tables and like the amount of people wasn't so that you couldn't find a place to settle for 10 minutes to try what you had just grabbed. You know, like I never at any point did I feel, because you can ask Neri, like when we go to Disney and the crowds crazy. No.
I've said it.
Like my anxiety gets out of control and it puts me in a bad mood, especially because it's because of the kids and the amount of people. But I never not once felt that way during this event. There was a lot of people. I'm not going to say there wasn't, because there was a lot of people. And if you look at our Instagram story, which I archived for everybody, and you can see it on our little
highlights
thingy. Thank you, Christy. You can see that there was a lot of people, but it wasn't excessive at all. So I think the $250 price point is actually a good place to be.
Yeah, and like there's tons of events. We were able to go to two. We were able to go to the Giada's Italian Bites, which is a nighttime event. It's only a couple of hours at night, but it's only from 7 to 10, mm-hmm. and by like 9 o'clock.
We were done.
We were able, because again, the crowd control, we were able to try
everything.
And
I don't think I think there was like maybe two booths that we skipped. Yeah.
And the food and the bar was there. We would just mm-hmm. walk up and get our drink. Like it wasn't even a line for the bar.
They also had plenty of bars. Like it wasn't just like the one bar. There was, I want to say there was two, and they were long and they were like,
yeah, they wrapped all around.
They it was like a rectangle shape and you could go all the way around the bar. Like it wasn't just like one area. It very, very well planned and executed. I think like it was, again, I didn't pay for it, but it shows that it costs $250.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and you guys
Fire Festival, guys.
And you got to go to the Grand Tasting, which is actually the more hours.
Right. Yes, that was a long event. Like, yeah, we got there late.
That was a long day, but it was so fun.
It was. Really, that we was missed you, Christy, because we know Sereno got you, right?
So the thing with the Grand Tasting Village is that like there was a part of it that like was part of the Dave Grootman experience. And for people that are like outside of Miami that don't know who he is, he's like the owner,
or Vanessa that doesn't know who he was.
He's like the owner of some like really big
nightclubs
here in Miami. He's Story and Live, which are like, Live is like super famous like nationwide. So he's like, his thing is like and he has like several restaurants here, and so his thing is like hospitality or whatever. And he threw like basically like a Vegas style beach party in the middle of Sobe that was like hosted by Ludacris and Cedric Gervais. So that was super fun. And I ran into like 800 people that I knew that day.
She did. I almost spilled my drink on Lynn Martinez.
Oh, yes.
Of WSBN.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we were like, for the first half an hour, we were like behind her.
Yeah,
she had to have gotten in like right before we did. Like, because we were at every booth right behind her, and we didn't realize it.
And it wasn't like we were like stalking this woman. She was wearing a bright like orangey red jumpsuit,
but we just happened to be behind her. We didn't realize who it was. Like, and
we didn't realize who it was until like the fifth or sixth booth that we stopped at. That they like stopped down, like they stopped what they were doing.
They were like, "Oh my god!" And we're Miami royalty, Miss Martinez. And then I was like, "Oh fuck!"
Well, they're like, that's Miami royalty. They're like, "Can we please take a picture with you?
Can we share our recipe?"
And I look at Stephanie and I go, who is this bitch that we've been following for like literally following her, not on purpose, but behind her. We're like two steps behind her for a good half an hour. Mm-hmm. And then before that, we were at the Barilla tent because they had a Barilla tent. And
Barilla was one of the sponsors of the event.
So Barilla had their own tent and it was a really big tent. They had like three different dishes that you could taste.
All were really good.
Yeah. And so they had given us, like when we checked in on Sunday, they gave us like a little swag bag and it had the glasses that we're drinking out of, which are like plasticky. And it says, it's called Tossware. You can follow them at Tossware, TOSSWARE. And they also gave us these little like Goya dishes that were for tasting. Like it had a little divot in the side where you could put your wine glass to hold it, and it had a little hole that so you can hold on the other end where you can like put your fingers in it to hold it better, and you know, you like a little tray, and it was really great.
It was super convenient,
and it had like it had spots for your silverware and everything, so like you didn't you had like your hand with the food and a free hand. So I see Stephanie like with her little dish and her little wine glass like balanced really well, and I'm like, I can do this too.
No,
so
no, she could
no,
not.
I couldn't. I put it and like I turned, and I guess because it's like it's not the wine glasses are not a heavy plastic. The wine makes it very top heavy, and it was full of I think it was the Bombay Spritz.
The Bombay Spritz.
Yeah.
We drank a lot.
We drank a lot that day.
We walked out. We were like, we're drunk. Like, we need to sober up.
But, like, I didn't feel... Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We were day drinking a lot.
In the sun.
In the sun. And mixing. Because we were going from, like, wine to hard liquor to shots back to wine. Yeah. So, it was a lot of mixing. And so, I get my plate and I turn. And Lynn Martinez happens to be, like, coming towards me. And as she's coming towards me is when my wine glass, like, toppled. I spilled my Bombay Spritz all over the pasta that I had just gotten. It got on me. I don't know if it got on her. But I felt really bad. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then we found out who she was. Like, it was... After we finished there, we ended up getting in line behind her at another booth, and they were taking pictures with her, and that's when she was like, oh, it's, and Stephanie tells me, oh, it's Lynn Martinez, and I was like, as soon as she heard it with Martinez, and I was like, I still can't figure out who the fuck this is. And
well, because I started thinking, I'm like, who's famous that has who's local famous that has like the last name Martinez, that I could only think, plus Belkis Nere was there too at some, she was around somewhere, so that I was like,
she had a little show,
yeah, so I was like, oh, I think it's Lynn Martinez, and then she turned around for a second, and I was like, no, it's definitely her. So I mean, I will say this, like, she visibly has like a lot of filler, but yeah. That being said, she looks great. Fucking fantastic. Yeah. That woman's probably pushing 50 and she looks amazing.
Well, and then like when we figured out who she was,
then we went back and
we asked her if we could take a picture
with her. We were following her on purpose.
Well, we followed her like 10 steps and we're like, hey, Lynn Martinez, can we take a picture with you? So she took a picture with us.
She was super nice.
She was super kind. And I took the opportunity to apologize to her again. And I was like, I'm so sorry for like spilling my drink on you. And then I even apologized in her Instagram post. So like when she sees it, she could remember that I was the girl that spilled the drink. So she could remember us. Like,
yeah,
I was trying
I'm
to
sure
like,
she remembered.
You never know. They knew who we were when we went to pick up our tickets on Thursday.
Oh, you're right. They did know.
Because we signed up as the podcast.
We went to the media suite.
We had to go to the media.
Which, by the way, was not a suite. It was a regular fucking hotel room.
It was a regular hotel room, but we had to go there. And it was the... Listen, they don't need to know. Okay? You don't need to pull back the curtain that far.
Don't give the magic.
So we had to go to the media suite. And we, like... had to check in so they could give us our tickets, and Stephanie told them the name of the podcast, and she was like, oh my God, it's you guys. Like, what I was just really excited to be there, so I really wasn't paying attention.
I don't remember what she said, but she was like, oh,
she's like, what a cool name,
and I was like, you know who we are? She's like, yeah, I love your name. And I was like, oh, okay,
yeah, we have a really cool name, guys. Mamas and Merlot, check it out. We had fun that day. That was on Thursday. We saw Bob, the cake boss. His name is Bobby? Well, Buddy.
But within
Buddy
like 30 seconds of being there, we saw Guy Fieri and... Bobby from Cake Boss. But like just hanging out in the Lowe's. Like one was... Like Bobby... Buddy was outside having drinks and like... Guy Fieri was like just inside talking to people. Like I guess that's where the celebrities were staying were at the Lowe's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our hotel.
Yes, Vanessa. We valeted our car there. So Vanessa,
I spent the whole night calling it our hotel. That's where the car was. So it's our hotel. I don't understand why you can't follow my logic on this. Like that is where the car was. Therefore, it was our hotel. It makes sense in my head. I don't care.
I'm glad it does.
That's all that matters. That it makes sense in my head. But I feel like we had a really fun time.
So wait, hold on.
We're like Vanessa and I.
So the media suite closed at 5.
So yeah, we had to get there.
The event wasn't until 7. So Vanessa and I were kind of just like wandering.
Yeah, we went on an adventure. Stephanie and I, Vanessa and Stephanie, getting in trouble since 2001.
Yeah. So we just sat down to have a coffee, and like all of a sudden, like. I was wearing like one of those blazer dresses, and the buttons started popping off my dress. Oh my
god, her dress was like making it rain buttons.
Yeah. So we walked into a Walgreens, which, by the way, the Walgreens super South fancy Beach Walgreens, way too fancy. They have like
a counter, cafe. Like a deli counter.
Yeah, it had. Yeah, they were like way too fancy. So I went into in there to buy a sewing kit and to buy like. The other thing that I'd forgotten, I was wearing pumps, and I forgot to tape my.
Oh, that was another adventure that we had.
I forgot to tape my two toes, and then I was like, oh, while we're here, I'll buy like since I'm gonna be on my feet, like I'll buy pads, like the you know the inserts or whatever, so that your feet don't hurt. So the event that we were going to, the entrance was through the Delano Hotel, so.
We assumed that it was the Delano, at the hotel.
By the way, is like one of the handful of actual 5-star hotels. There's a ton of 4-star hotels, but the Delano is a 5-star.
You can
so it's super fancy.
They have a lucite piano.
They have a lucite piano, and it's super fancy, and it's like
as dark as fuck inside.
It's super dark. They're so dark. Here are Vanessa and Stephanie sitting on a couch in the
trying
lobby
to sew,
sewing a dress
in the dark,
taping her feet. Like binding our feet,
like trying to put like the little like
yeah.
sole pad thingies in our shoes.
Very surprised you weren't kicked out. Like to be
we weren't making noise.
It was really dark. We weren't first making of all, noise. And we sat in a corner where we weren't really like. But like I had to like lift my dress up to like. Thank God I went a little old school and I wore a slip under my dress. That so it wasn't really like.
Thank God, because my face was a little close to her crotch.
Yeah, no, it was strange. But I mean, it's a hotel.
We had a bonding moment,
but it's a hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen worse. I'm sure yeah, they've seen worse.
I was about to say, I was like,
really, of the things we could have done and the things we've done in the past, like that was nowhere near cracking yeah. the top five of the
and
bad things.
As a 5-star hotel in South Beach, they are also. I remember partying a lot.
I was about to say, isn't this the hotel you were telling us about? Your friend, like, climbing the plants in the back.
Yeah, she broke her toe. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. What we did was nowhere near that. You can
do everything when you're...
The other thing that we didn't know is... Like, superhero. I knew that it was... And I have been to a few Sobe events, like, over the years, but I didn't know that this event was going to be actually, like, on the sand.
None of us knew that.
None of us knew that.
Of the three of us.
I got a lot of heat.
None of us
knew. I got a lot of heat on
Instagram.
Because
it was the video of you, but I came out in the video, too, like, sinking with my wedges.
I just put on flats because I was like, maybe?
On Instagram for wearing heels to the beach. And it was like, oh, an event.
He wore boots to the beach.
Homeboy wore combat boots to the beach. But I didn't, like, nowhere did it say, like, shoreside or anything like that.
Right. Like, it could have
said. Direction said like Delano Hotel. Like, yeah. I thought I was going to like an uppity event, like in a hotel, which is why I thought dressed
like,
so nice.
I figured that also they told us to wear what was it? Smart casual
was the attire. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's going to be in the evening inside a hotel. Like, it's going to be like a little bit like a cocktail ish.
Yeah. And that's what I thought it was too. Like,
right.
And then like the way it was worded was like Italian bites with Giada De Laurentiis. And I'm like, okay. So
it was definitely built up to be something it was not.
Yeah.
Because
the word. Wording was not like vocabulary is important, people.
Yeah,
but the same. Like I assumed that we were either going to be like poolside right. or like in like on a terrace or something.
Or and like she was in a ballroom or something.
Yeah, and like, she was going to be doing like a demonstration or right. something. Like that's what I had thought. I mean, I had a blast, and I wouldn't right. take it back.
It was
back
completely
for
different from what I thought it was going to be. Yeah. That doesn't mean it was bad at all.
It was
but
just very, very different from what I had like imagined in my head right. because of the dress code, because of the way that it was presented. Like right. on the, I mean, we probably could have done a little bit of research, but yeah, but.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In defense, There is a multitude of events all weekend.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. In locations. In hotels.
In hotels. In,
well, just like on Sunday when we went, like, the
I knew
the
that
tent.
One was going to be on the sand because right. that's
there
the grand tasting.
In Fort Lauderdale because yeah. the drag brunch on Saturday was in Fort Lauderdale.
But, like, so, the tent that we were in on Thursday for the Italian Bites was still up on Sunday. Yeah, and there was stuff happening there.
Yeah.
And there was the Goya tent where we were, which was like the seven yeah. blocks away.
Yeah.
That was just, it was bigger.
It was bigger. It was
and there was
three
two events going on at the same time within blocks of each other. So there's also events at Jungle Island. Like there's yeah. An event yeah. for children at Jungle Island. And that one, if you're like trying to find a cheaper event, is $22.
Like,
yeah. So there's
cheaper an event
events.
On Saturday nights, which I want to try to see to go to. It's not that pricey. It's like in like
well,
$100.
I want to go to the Burger Bites one next year. Yeah. Hopefully we get to go to that
but
one.
But there's one called the Taste of Tiki.
Uh-huh.
It's a Saturday night event and it's a mixology event.
Oh, fun.
But it's poolside
uh-huh.
in a hotel.
But even at the Lowe's, there was like a taco event that
yeah.
they were setting up.
I
that
think
was
Guy
poolside.
Fieri was setting up.
Yeah, Guy
for
Fieri
an event.
Was having an event that night.
Because when we got there, where Guy Fieri was, we were like, we passed the bar and there was like tables after the bar. It was closed off. There was a sign that said this area is
private
closed.
Event.
It was a private
like
event. So it seemed like they were setting up for an
well,
event inside.
He's like yelling at people. He's like, it's a private event, private event. I'm like, bro, I just got to pee. Like, I was literally just like,
yeah, we were just trying to get to the bathroom.
And I told Guy Fieri, I'm like, I just have to pee. Like, it's all, like, it's all. The,
that's, we just want to go to the bathroom. Do you want to take a picture with you, bro? We just want to go to the bathroom.
And I, like, on the way out, like, took a picture of him. I was like, you know.
And we were walking by Buddy, and I was like, I kind of want to take a picture with him, but I don't want to bother because he was eating.
I kept telling her, if you want to take, he was taking pictures with everybody else. Like, anybody that.
We saw him taking pictures with, like, one group of people.
No, I saw him with, like, two or three different groups.
Okay, I only saw him with one, and I didn't want to be, like, that girl that was bothering him.
So then I was like, if you want to take a picture, just take a picture with him. She's like, no, you asked. You're the one that always asks everybody. I'm like, I don't care. Like, you just, if you want to ask him, just fucking ask him.
And then I got mad at her for not asking.
Right. It's my fault she didn't get to meet Buddy from Cake Boss.
It's fine. I saw him. That's all
I heard that story, and I feel that that's the narrative I got.
Yeah. Mm. So. Anyway.
But yeah, like, so if you go to the Sobe Food and Wine, Wine and Food Fest, make sure to do a little bit more research than we did.
Yeah.
Just moving forward, I'm just going to go, like,
in fact,
Miami casual. Because
yeah.
Like, nobody dressed. I mean, but there were people that were dressed up, and there were people that were in.
Yeah, there was people that were in wedges, and there was people that were in heels. Like,
on
we
Thursday,
weren't the
on
only
Sunday
people.
It was definitely a little yeah. bit, definitely way more casual.
Sunday was definitely way more casual. I saw a girl in, like, a one piece bathing suit that was a thong, but she had, like, a cover up on that was long in the back. The only reason I know she was wearing a one piece bathing suit with a thong was because the wind blew her cover up and I saw her ass, which it was tremendous. I will give her props on her
which
ass
is why
it
she wore this
great.
Outfit
oh yeah but yeah people were dressed like super casual
yeah
but there was also people that were dressed to the nines and still like but wearing flats
right.
because we were in the sand
but it's actually in the sand so just moving forward, like so Sunday I went in like a cute top shorts and like sandals and
yeah.
that was fine like,
yeah
so
yeah just
I wore Chucks that day.
Yeah, just check your event. See if it says, like, the tents. Like, the tents are usually...
Yeah, the tents
saying.
Are on,
if
the,
it says,
on the sand.
If it says tents, don't wear heels.
But the I other- don't feel like the Italian Bites one said tent.
It didn't.
It didn't.
It didn't. It didn't. We didn't know. But now we know.
Now we know. For the future. Next year, because we're going to go back next year.
Yeah.
Because this was really fun.
But, I mean... I was going to say something and I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. I had a blast.
I had a really good time too. But then on Sunday, we were mixing a lot of alcohol.
Oh my God. I was trying to remember like what we drank and when.
One of my friends, I didn't know this before this, but I ran into her there. One of my friends from like the event world was the coordinator that was in charge of the Absolute Vodka
she
bar.
She nailed it.
She's really good at like I don't like corporate events. Like right. I hate that shit. She's great at it. She's probably the best person that I know in the industry that for corporate events.
Uh-huh.
And she's all about branding and marketing. Like that's she specializes in that. So they did the Absolute Vodka Grapefruit, which was it was hot pink. It had like people like girls dressed as butterflies and
peacocks
and peacocks and like really hot models.
They had yummy shots, and we tried to steal you an adult juice Okay, listen, we just went to dinner and we had wine at dinner. Now we're drinking some more. So, but we tried to steal you an adult Capri Sun, but they wouldn't let us take it out of the tent. So they took it away from us. And I should have stuffed it in my pockets. And
yeah, they didn't check our purses, but they did check the swag bags. That was strange.
That was really dumb.
So
they actually also didn't check my purse going in.
No, they didn't check my purse going in.
They checked our swag bags going in.
Yeah.
But not my purse.
But anyway, so
it was very, the security needs.
We mixed a lot.
We did. Like, we started with Prosecco and then we got.
Did we start with Prosecco?
You did. I think you did. We started with rosé.
Because I told her, I'm like, I'm not going to drink red. It's too fucking hot.
Yeah.
So I need to drink, like, I told her I'm going to stick to Prosecco and rosé, or like champagne and rosé today, because like it's just fucking hot. But then there was like, there was a tequila bar.
There was a gin bar. They had the Bombay gin.
I love Bombay gin.
And we had the Bombay spritz, which was gin mixed with champagne.
So cute, because everything was like copper and rose gold.
And they had succulents.
Yeah.
It was like, it was like perfect for us. Yeah.
But think about it.
If Vanessa and Stephanie would plan an event, that's what it would look like.
Yeah. So like, you go to a bar, an average drink, $7 to $10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys drank at least 10 drinks.
I mean,
I know at one point she pounded two shots back to back.
I did.
Like that.
So I don't even remember what those shots were of.
They were the absolute. Yeah.
So right there.
Because it was good.
It was really good. So I was
like, oh, okay.
And so right there, you got $100.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yeah.
And that's just with drinks.
And they gave us these really cute little refillable wine glasses. So we would just like pour a little water in it. Swish it out and then
they did have
cups.
Water everywhere and like
you guys saw how many water bottles I had on the table. I didn't know where to throw them, so I was just throwing them.
I've learned like I'm almost 33. I mean, like, I know that you have to like drink for at this point, like every drink I have water in between, because otherwise I'll die.
We did a good job of hydrating. I feel like
we were like good drunk. We weren't like sloppy.
No,
but we had,
because we also didn't like drink. We weren't hot mess drinking.
No, we weren't.
We were drinking,
and a lot of what we were eating was like
carb heavy
and like sliders and like things like that.
But we had a couple burgers that were really good.
But that's what I mean. Ugh, so like, if you're looking at like price wise, you're getting fed.
Yeah.
You're getting stuffed.
You're getting really fed. You're getting the drinks.
You're getting water.
And so yeah, you know, it's a splurge.
It's definitely a splurge. And like, there's no way that me as a regular, you know, middle class person would I be able to afford two events.
Oh no.
For the prices that they were worth. Like,
but
no
a lot
way.
Of people will do the grand tasting, which gives you,
I think, there's a VIP package that gives you like access to like
a couple of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's like $1,000.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but like the grand tasting.
But it's got to be cheaper than buying tickets individually.
Yeah, but the grand tasting is like $200 tickets.
Buying bulk.
Yeah, like the grand tasting is $200 tickets.
That one's $225. Yeah,
and you get five, like from 12 to 5 access.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there like at 1.
No, a little bit later. We got there like at 1:30.
Oh, right. Because it was South Beach on a Sunday. We couldn't find parking.
We had to park like 6 blocks away and then walk back. And
we almost parked at the Lowe's again and then walked over.
But then we found like a $10 parking right before we got to the... We should have just valeted. It would have been the same.
It was the same. Yeah, because it was $10 an hour.
Yeah. But whatever. We did it.
I think that's how we found it. We were on the way to the Lowe's.
Yeah, we were. We were on the way to the Lowe's, and we were like a block away from the Lowe's, and we're like, oh, look, $10 parking. And then we parked, and he was like, $30. I'm like, that's not what the sign said. I think it was like $10 for the first hour, and then I don't know how much after that.
But then we went to the beach to sober up.
We did. We sat there, and we looked at the water, and we texted Christy how much we missed her.
Yeah.
She was homesick. But
our Instagram story was lit that day. Yeah. I'm sorry to say. We did a really good job of like keeping up with our pictures and our basic as fuck boomerang.
Oh, we had our Ludacris concert.
We were there for
the little Ludacris concert.
if we were in high school.
Five songs. And we were like off to the side, like with the side where he was coming on and off the stage, because we were trying to like get his attention. I was like, I'll show you my boobs.
Oh, she had no idea, by the way. Like, no idea.
Hi, Vanessa.
Whatsoever. Who the fuck Dave Grootman is.
Uh-uh.
And he literally, like, walked right by me. Yeah. Like, right in front of me. Like, and cut me off. And I was like, oh my God!
He walked right in front of me too, and I see her coming like from behind him, flapping like a pigeon. She was like
him, so that he doesn't see that I'm like freaking out that he's like in spitting distance of me, and
he like. Chrissy, I swear, like
I saw a picture of
like, he walked like you see the space in between me and Stephanie, like that's he how, walked that's how close he got to me
there,
and he stood there for a minute, and I Stephanie was like like freaking the fuck out, and I'm like, what's happening?
It's okay, because me and Stephanie like had text conversations the entire weekend. Of like first name basis conversations, like, oh, Jonathan's gonna be there.
Oh, I was and this, I had my eyes peeled. We were looking for Jonathan.
We would have like so and so's gonna be
it was his birthday that day though. So yeah,
like using like there. First names only, like if we know these people and like yeah. Oh, I'm like, oh,
by the way, the Jonathan we're referring to is Jonathan Chevin for those people
at food god.
At Food God. which by the way, Burger Beast annihilated him on Friday night. Burger Beast, Seth at Burger Beast, hi. Come on our show. Give us burgers. there was a Burger Bash on Friday, there was a burger eating a burger contest, like which one was the best, and Jonathan was one of the judges, and they had like name placards for everybody that was judging, and apparently he had taken like he had somebody print out, I guess it said Jonathan Chebin and just said judge, and then he had someone print out one that said Food God lead judge, and he put it over the placard, and Burger Beast tweeted like, how desperate do you have to be that you have to have your assistant make you a lead judge name tag?
Ouch.
Yeah, like it was,
but why would you do that?
Because that's who he is, man.
It's on brand.
It is very on brand.
It's very on brand. Listen, there's some things that are on brand that was on
like
brand.
I know it's ridiculous. No, the other thing about Burger Bash is that Burger Bash was hosted by Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka, and I'm really annoyed that we didn't get those
tickets.
One.
We should have gotten those were the tickets for us.
Yeah. And I have a friend of mine that went and like met Neil Patrick Harris and met Jonathan Chabin.
Also, the tickets that we met Andrew.
Oh, we did. We met Andrew,
which we did fangirl like. Really,
oh my god, he's so adorable. I can't like.
He agreed to come on the show. So
yeah, we're Andrew, working on it. And the Andrew we're talking about is
Andrew from Night Owl, which our cookies will be arriving soon. So
yeah,
but yeah, we totally like it was one of those moments that he just like walked in by like, it's Andrew. Andrew's over there. We need to.
Chris, we met his cousin.
Andrew,
because she knows that I'm the one that'll go talk to people.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked you to talk to Buddy for me.
I go do it. No. She listened to me.
I know. See,
because I don't care about Buddy. I care about other people. Sorry, Buddy. Your cakes are pretty.
I'm gonna tag Buddy.
Your cakes are nice.
His cakes are really nice. But yeah, we met Andrew. He was super sweet. He took a picture with us.
Can be, yeah.
He was so cute.
But also I just at Burger Bash, they had Night Owl had an actual stand, so they were giving away Ave Maria's and Oreos, I think. So.
And Night Owl did an event. They did a cookie decorating.
They did no cookie making.
Cookie making. Excuse me.
Yeah. So.
Which that event is not that expensive.
No, I can't imagine.
Like, I think that was like 40.
Maybe next year we can like pay for that one, or maybe be like Andrew.
Oh, maybe we'll be friends with him, and then he can just.
Can we come to your event?
We were really disappointed because our primos tried to get in.
Oh my god! And they're the ones that gave us the heads up.
I feel terrible. They're the ones that gave us the heads up.
Tell you,
and they didn't get into anything.
Hey, no, excuse me.
Oh, we invited them. We offered them Chrissy Christy's couldn't ticket. Come,
so we invited them.
Like, but like 2 hours before.
Okay, it doesn't matter. They were still invited, but no, those mama's boys had to have plans with their parents, right? So
who has plans with their parents? Did DJ have plans with his parents too?
Yes, he did.
It was also his parents. I know Ish was.
It was also his parents. He because I had to text him directly, and he texted me that he had plans with his parents. I'm like, these mama's boys, like, your parents will understand you're getting a free $250 ticket. Yeah. Like, come eat with us.
Yeah, come eat with us. Come go to a free
Get drunk with us, dude. Like, come go to a
mini Ludacris concert.
I feel like that was the best part. That was so fun. Oh my god, that was really,
because it was super high school.
It was so fun. High school, like all of. But he didn't do What's Your Fantasy, and I was very upset about that.
I was so upset because I kept waiting for it, and I thought it was gonna be like his last one.
He did, yeah, and he has like the, like, you're not even on that song, really.
Yeah, He did
Judgy
do move
McNuggets
bitch, though.
Over here. Oh, that was fun.
He did do move bitch.
I like when
I was gonna say I was gonna ask. I was like, did he do move bitch?
When the whole crowd said the N word, he like stopped the song and was like, I know you white people did
he
not.
Did not.
Yes,
he did. He totally did.
He goes, I know you white people did not just say. And then he said the word. I'm not gonna say it. And then he's like, let's do this again. And you people edit yourselves.
Yeah.
And he totally did it again.
He totally did.
And I think the second time when it got to that part, you all know what part of the song I'm talking about. When it got to that part of the song, I think they said the N-word even louder. I know I did.
So,
speaking of yelling the N-word really loud, on Monday, I woke up hungover.
I understand.
On Monday, I had to go to work.
I did not. But on Monday, I woke up hungover and I was like, I feel bad. But I was like, it can't be the alcohol because I really don't feel like I drank that much because they were like, some of the things were small, like the shots were small. And I didn't have the Capri Sun adult pouch that she had.
But I had a lot of that then because
you had, of the absolute shots, you had two and I only had one. And then the little pouch, I had saved mine because I was going to give it to Christy and you drank yours because I got a boomerang of you drinking yours. But then
I had another one, I feel like, on the way out.
I don't know.
Because then I feel like, no, yeah, because I had it in my purse and they were going to take it away from me. So I said that I drank it.
Yeah. But then I know, like, you got the rosé and I didn't. But still, like, we pretty much drank. Besides those three things that you drank that I didn't, we pretty much
drank a lot
on par.
Because I knew you were driving.
So. Yeah, and that was the other one, was that I was driving, so I didn't want to drink too much.
And then I fell asleep in the car and Vanessa took a very unflattering picture of me.
I only sent it to Christy, and I sent it to you, too. So it wasn't like I did it behind your back.
No, I know, but still. So you know how I feel about unflattering pictures.
But that's why I included you in the text so you wouldn't feel bad about it.
Oh, whatever.
That was good.
Where's my cookies?
I don't know. I feel like Nary and Missy are eating them and not bringing them in here with us.
I don't think they've got in here. I haven't heard the dogs go crazy.
I'm going to text them. Where are my cookies, bitch?
And I saw motion on my ring, but I don't know what's happening.
Bitch, where are my cookies?
But yeah, so Monday I woke up and I was like, I don't feel good. Like, my stomach kind of hurts and I have a headache. But I was like, I must have not slept well. I must be dehydrated. And then, like, later in the day,
part of being hungover is,
yeah, no,
being,
is but being later hungover. In the day, I burped and it tasted like vomit. And I was like, no, I'm hungover.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but I had to work.
No, I totally was. I was hungover for like a day and a half. I can't drink like that anymore. But we, again, back to the fact that we were mixing. We went from wine to gin, back to wine, to vodka.
You day drank in the sun.
It was hot as balls.
It was super hot.
It was so hot. Yeah. Because South Beach.
I mean, I like day drinking, though.
I do, too. I love day drinking. The day drinking is the best.
But I feel
but it
that
was just, it was
I
a lot.
Would next year appreciate, though, like a poolside event or something that involves water. Like maybe a Vegas pool party style kind of thing. Or maybe next year I'll just wear a bathing suit under my stuff and we can just go to the beach after. I don't know.
I mean, we could. We sat on the beach for a little bit.
Right, but we were...
I'm pretty sure we looked like two drunk assholes. Just like, we walked right up to the edge of the water and sat down. Like, the sand was flat.
With nothing. Like, no blankets. Like, nothing.
Just
like,
our swag bags.
It's just like, nope. This like, is where I'm like, going to
there
live
was
now.
No pretense.
We're going to just plant our asses right here for like half an hour.
This is my home now. I'm just going to sit here.
I'm just going to sit. This is where I live now.
This is where I live now.
So, thank you, Sobe. Wine and Food Festival, hashtag SobeWFF. I finally learned it after 2 days. For offering us tickets. We had a blast.
Yeah,
and we'll definitely be back next year.
Yeah, we're already looking forward to next year. Hopefully, we can maybe even participate in more events than just two. But two was great. I'm being greedy. I don't care. I'm a little bit drunk, guys.
Already?
We had drinks.
We had a bottle of wine at dinner. Mm-hmm. That was fun. We both ordered a glass and then we ordered a glass of the same thing and they brought us a bottle. And then it was the debate of, should we keep the bottle? Should we just order the whole bottle? And then Dave was getting into it with Stephanie and then before the guy left with the bottle, it's like, just leave the bottle.
The way that he phrased his question, I don't know if I interpreted it that way or
I
was
think
like
you
the
just
way,
interpreted it the wrong way because I didn't take it that way.
He looked at me, he goes, because we were having the debate of like, are we gonna keep the bottle? And he's like, are you gonna drink a second bottle? And I was like, are you denying that I can drink a second glass? Are you denying that I can have a second glass? And
I didn't take it that way. I think he was just asking, like, are you gonna want a second glass? I think he was just trying to like preemptively
maybe
decide.
Maybe I'm just reading into it too much, but whatever.
Maybe not. Just a smidge. Just a scotch.
I wasn't there, but I'm just gonna say maybe.
Supposed to be on my side.
Well, yeah, in front of his face, but he's not here right now.
thanks for support. I appreciate it.
Anytime. I don't know what happened.
Chrissy wasn't there.
No.
So I think this is a good place to end this.
Yep.
Because I mean, we talked so we were blue in the face about Sobe, and honestly, like, I had never been. This was my first time attending a food.
I've been
and
to
wine.
The Jungle Island event a couple of times, and that's fun.
I think next year that Oliver's gonna be five. I think next year I might take them. Too much? A lot? It's a lot.
I mean, you just won't enjoy yourself is the thing.
That's fine. But if I go with Neri, like if we go as a family, I wouldn't take them alone.
I mean, yeah, that's if you can pull that off, that's fine. But like, I would rather go back to.
Oh, yeah. No. I would love
to. And like they're the same day. So it's like you have to pick one.
No. Then no. I want to do it without the children. Child free is the way to be. Yeah. So
they keep trying to sell me a BMW.
Yeah, me too. Because on Thursday, Chrissy,
I know, that's why I didn't sign up for it.
I know, but they were really sneaky about how they called me, and I got all excited about it because they called me on Saturday or Sunday, and they called me, and I didn't answer because I saw.
I thought I was going to win a BMW.
I thought I was just going to win that weekend in the hotel.
Right, but that's why I signed up at the beginning. I'm like, oh, we can win a BMW, right? She was like, no, it's a hotel stay. And I was like, that's stupid.
I was like, okay, I'll win a hotel stay. I like hotel stays. It's fun. So they call me, and I didn't answer because I knew who it was. And I was like, they'll leave me a message if I won. And so they left me a message. And they were like, hey, Vanessa, this is Nosake from blah, 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 BMW. And I have some really exciting news. And I can't wait to share this great news with you. So please call us back because it's such great news. And I'm like, oh, my God, I fucking want.
And you called.
And then I called her back like 4 hours later because I forgot. So I called her back and then she was like, yes, thank you so much for calling me back. I have such great news for you. The BMW X7 is in the showroom and we want you to come and test drive it. And I was like,
what about the hotel stay?
But that's not why I thought you called me.
Nope.
I was like, I don't want that.
Did you tell her that?
No, I made an appointment and then just...
You actually made an appointment. You're such a sucker.
I didn't go.
It doesn't matter.
Because I felt bad.
Oh my God, you're that dumbass that would buy a timeshare.
No. We went to a timeshare meeting and we didn't buy it. It sounded very appealing, but we did not buy it.
If you didn't have Neri to stop you, you would buy a timeshare.
I went with Neri to the
But that's what I'm saying, because he stopped
no,
you.
No, he did not stop me. He thought it was really appealing, too, so it wasn't just me, damn it. And I know
so you're both just gullible.
No, but I know 100%, like, I'm an easy sell. Like, it doesn't take much for me to be like, that's really fucking cool, and I want one. So
you're like Tom Haverford.
Exactly.
This is America.
Sky Mall. That's how I go camping. Sky Mall.
Sky Mall doesn't exist anymore. Isn't that sad?
It doesn't. I thought it was a magazine.
No, the company went bankrupt like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Damn it, Tom.
They don't exist. The last flight I went on, I was very disappointed that I didn't have a SkyMod to flip through.
You know what? You're right. They don't have them anymore. I just went on an American Airlines flight and it wasn't there. They have American Way is the new magazine.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Because that's exclusive to American Airlines.
I miss
SkyMod. Was like across all of them.
I miss SkyMod. SkyMod was great.
Thank you. Ooh.
The cookies are Andrew. The cookies are here, Andrew.
By the way, we're recording an episode of a podcast, so it's more comfortable.
Okay. I thought we're almost done, so Missy needs to.
Yeah, we're watching more movies. So that's it.
Are all of these
okay.
for us?
No, one of those sugar cookies is
mine,
the rest of yours.
Okay. So I think... Okay, so
the best way to end is on Night Owl.
Yeah. Let's recap the wine real quick. It's the Murphy Good Cabernet Sauvignon. Did everybody like it? I liked it.
I liked it. It was actually good.
It's pretty dry.
It's from where?
California.
It's California, and it's a screw top, which I'm a big fan of.
It was $13, so it's... decent price. It's not like gonna break the bank, but it's not a $2 chuck either. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I had a coupon. So
está bueno.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for checking us out. And I do apologize for us being so tardy with our episodes. But yes. But I'm going to try. We're going to try our best to like get back on schedule because we love your faces so much. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network along with all of the other podcasts that are on there, which is What's Up Bro, Zeros on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, Pero Let Me Tell You, and Nary said there was another one, but I can't remember. There's another right one now.
From what yeah. we've got?
There's a new one. Morbid Curiosity.
Oh, it's officially coming over?
They're officially coming over.
Yay!
So, Morbid Curiosity. And then Jeff is on Crit or Die, which is like a spinoff. Or like a sub episode of The Talking Geek. So yeah, so you can find all of those podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net. You can also find us on iTunes and Acast. And if you want to share any stories or any like wine recommendations with us, you can email us at mamasandmerlot, mommasandmerlot at gmail.com. Again, that's mamasandmerlot at gmail.com. It's the same across all of our social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Talk to us. Share your stories with us. We like hearing from you guys.
See, poor favor.
Please talk to us, okay? All right. So we love your faces and cheers.
Bye.
Stephanie's already eating, so she's not going to say bye. All right. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.